Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain, and welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. This is episode number 8, and today we're going to talk about how a will does not keep your estate out of probate. So if this is your first time listening to the podcast, I want to encourage you to go back and start listening in episode 1, because the first 10 episodes of this podcast are designed to give you a good background in what estate planning is, some foundational concepts, if you will. So if you're new to the estate planning process, those first 10 episodes will give you a good foundation. So as I said, today we're talking about, does a will keep your estate out of probate? And this episode really comes from a question that I get probably once a week. People will come to me and they'll say, Richard, I heard that I should design my estate to avoid probate, so I need a will so that my estate stays out of probate. And I'll say, well, that's not actually how that works, because a will doesn't do anything unless an estate is in probate. A will does not control assets unless they are subject to probate. So what does that mean? So if you have a will and you have property that is joint with a right of survivorship with someone, then the will does not control that. If you have an asset and it has a beneficiary designation, the will does not control that. If you have assets and they are in a trust, the will does not control that. The only thing a will does is it says, for the assets that have to go through probate, this is what's to be done with them. Here's who's in charge, and here is how those assets are to be distributed. So that is only for assets that are owned by a person in their name only, without a joint owner, without a beneficiary designation. So having a will does not avoid probate. Wills only work in probate. So if you want to avoid probate, you know, we talked about that last week, how using a living trust will have your estate avoid probate. It all comes down to ownership, how assets are owned. If you own them in your name, if you have a will, they go to probate. If you don't have a will, they go to probate anyway. If you have a living trust and the assets are owned in your living trust, they avoid probate. That's the thing that we really need to keep in mind, is having a will or a trust doesn't keep your estate out of probate. How assets are owned, if they're owned in a trust, they can avoid probate, but having the will does not do that for you. So next week's episode, we're going to look at beneficiary designations. We've talked about that a little bit already, about how beneficiary designations are used and how they can be used to avoid probate. I hope you'll join us for that one next week. If this has been helpful for you, I'm glad. And if you have questions about your own estate planning, or if you need help doing your estate planning, we'd be happy to help you if you want to meet with one of our attorneys. Our contact information is in the show notes, and we'd be happy to help you. So thanks for being with us today, and we'll see you next time. Thanks. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. If you live in Ohio or Michigan, and you'd like to schedule a no-cost strategy session with me or one of our attorneys, you can request an appointment through our website. The links are in the episode notes. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.